Back in the Grand Parakeh Mishnah Bey, the Chlito Beser Lover, somebody who became Tamei Mukhla decisively Tamei because of the Simen Tumah of white hairs in his neck. Halach Ser Lover and Bechazar Ser Lover, Bechem Bemichia Uva Pisha. If after he became Tamei Mukhla, the white hairs disappeared, but the white hairs subsequently returned, or even if the white hairs did not subsequently return, but instead of the white hairs, a different Simen Tumah developed, such as a Michia, healthy skin inside the Nega, or Pishion, the Nega spreading, that's also a Simen Tumah. B'tchila, v'soshavu arisha, v'soshavu asheni, la'achar aptur. Harehi k'maisha haisa. Whether the white hairs first appeared initially when he first came to the Kohen, or whether they only appeared by the end of the first week that he was locked up by the Kohen, or whether they appeared by the end of the second week that he was locked up by the Kohen, or even if they appeared la'achar aptur after he was dismissed by the Kohen, meaning to say, he was locked up for 2 weeks and no Simen Tumah developed and the Kohen dismissed him, and only after that the white hairs appeared. And the white hairs then disappeared, but subsequently new white hairs appeared in the Nega, or a Michia, or a Pithia developed in the Nega. In all these cases, his din is Kemosha Haisa. He had the same din like he had originally when the white hairs appeared. He continues to be Tamei Mukhlat, as even though the white hairs disappeared, since new white hairs appeared in the Nega, or a Michia, or a Pithia developed in the Nega, which is also a Simen Tumah, his din is the same. He continues to be Tamei Mukhlat. We don't look at this as a new Nega. This is the same Nega as the original Nega, and since he continues to have a Simen Tumah in the Nega, even if this Simen Tumah is different than the original Simen Tumah, this is the same Nega, and he continues to be Tamei Mukhla. Hechlito b'michya, v'hocha ha-michya, v'chazra ha-michya. If he became Tamei Mukhla because of a Michya, healthy skin inside the Nega, which is a Simen Tumah, and after he became Tamei Mukhla, the Michya disappeared, meaning to say the Nega spread and covered the area where the Michya used to be. But subsequently, the Michya reappeared. The Chaim B'Seir Lav and Uva Pishyon. Or even if the Michya did not reappear, but instead he now has a different Simen Tumah, such as white hairs, or Pishyon, or the Nega spread. B'Tchila, B'Soy Shavu Arishon, B'Soy Shavu Asheni La'achar Aptur, Harehi K'moysha Haisa. Whether the Michya appeared initially before he went to the Kohen, or whether it appeared by the end of the first week that he was locked up by the Kohen, or whether it appeared by the end of the second week he was locked up by the Kohen, or whether it appeared la'achar aptur after he was dismissed by the Kohen. In all these cases, even though the Michya had disappeared in the interim, since the Michya returned, or a different Simen Tumah developed in the Nega, his din is the same as it was when the Michya first appeared. He continues to be Tamei Mukhla. Hechlito b'pishya, halach ha-pishya, b'chadar ha-pishya, b'chem b'seir ha-lova. Somebody became Tamei Mukhla because the Nega had spread, which is a Simen Tumah. And after he became Tamei Mukhla, the Pishyon disappeared, the Nega went back to its original size, and subsequently, the Nega spread again. Or even if the Nega did not spread again, but white hairs appeared in the Nega, which is also a Simen Tumah. V'soshavu Arisha, V'soshavu Asheni, La'achar Aptur. Harehi K'moysha Haisa. Whether the Nega first spread by the end of the first week, or whether it spread by the end of the second week, or whether it spread after he had already been dismissed by the Kohen. In all these cases, even if the Pishyon disappeared, since the Nega spread again, or white hairs appeared in the Nega, his din is the same. He continues to be Tamei Mukhla. Now, the Mishnah does not say that the Nega spread initially before he went to the Kohen, as was seen previously, that when the Nega spreads before he went to the Kohen, it is not a Simen Tumah. So the Mishnah just says that the Nega spread by the end of the first or second week or after the Ptur. And so too, the Mishnah does not mention that if the Pishyon disappears and a Michya appears in his stead, that he will continue to be Tamei Mukhla, even though that din would be true. But the Mishnah does not mention it because sometimes the din would be different if the Pishyon disappears and a Michya appears in his stead. And the Michya would not be a Simen Tumah if the Michya causes the Nega to become less than a gris, as the Michya is healthy skin inside the Nega. So when a Michya appears inside the Nega has become smaller. As the Michya is in the middle of the Nega, and the Nega is now only on the outside, not in the middle. So therefore, the Mishnah does not mention the case where a Michya appears instead of the Pishyon, and sometimes, if the Michya causes the Nega to be less than a gris, that the Michya would not be a Simen Tumah, and he would no longer be Tamei Mukhla. Second the Grand Parakeh, Mishnah Gimel, Sar Pekuda. A Nega that has Sar Pekuda, we'll soon see exactly what Sar Pekuda is. Akavi ben Mahalo mitame, bechacham mitar. Akavi ben Mahalo is mitame. He holds that the person will be Tamei Mukhla, as a Sar Pekuda would be a Simen Tumah. While the Chacham Armitar, according to the Chacham in Sar Pekuda, is not a Simen Tumah. Ezehu Sar Pekuda. What is this Sar Pekuda? Misha Haisabo Baharet. Ubasei Alavim. Somebody who has a negah behar or any other type of negah, and there are white hairs in the negah. That's a siman tumah, so he would be tamei mukhla. Ha'ocha behar beinicha l'sei Alavim b'mkayma b'chazra. The beharis disappeared, leaving the white hairs in its place. The white hairs remained, but the negah disappeared. And subsequently, the beharis reappeared in the same spot that it was originally. Akavi ben Mahalo mitamei v'chacham mitam. According to Akavi ben Mahalo, he is again tamei mukhla, since the beharis reappeared in the same place, and there are white hairs in the beharis, which is a siman tumah, while the chachamim are mitar. According to the chachamim, when the beharis reappeared, the white hairs are no longer a siman tumah, as the white hairs are only a siman tumah if they turn white after the nega was already there. But in this case, the white hairs were there the whole time, and when the nega reappeared, the white hairs would not be a siman tumah since they preceded the nega. While Kav ben Mahalo agrees that white hairs are only a siman tumah if they turn white after the nega was already there. But according to the Kavya ben Mahalo, the reappearance of the nega is the same as the original nega. Since it returns to the same spot and the white hairs remain the whole time, this new nega is the same as the first nega. So since the first nega preceded the hairs turning white, even though the first nega disappeared in the interim, since the nega reappeared, the white hairs again would be a siman tumah. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Moda ani b'zeh shehu tor. Rabbi Akiva said, I agree with the Chacham in this case that he is tor. In this case, that the nega disappeared and then reappeared, that the white hairs would not be a siman tumah since the white hairs preceded the reappearance of the nega. But there is a case in which Rabbi Akiva will hold that a sar pekuda would be a siman tumah. Is that who sar pekuda? What is the case of sar pekuda? The Rabbi Akiva holds that the white hairs would be a siman tumah. Meet the house of Beharis Kigrit, who bust a sar, Bahala Chemena Kechati Grit. Somebody who has a Beharis and Nega, the size of a grit, with two white hairs in the Nega, which is a siman tumah, so he is Tamei Mukhla. And then half a grit of the Nega disappeared. So half of the Nega disappeared and half of the Nega remained. Behenicho Lisair Lavam Bimakom HaBeharis Bechazar. And the half of the Nega that was still there, that's where the two white hairs were. And subsequently, the half of the grit that disappeared have now reappeared. So he again has a nega the size of a grit with two white hairs in the nega. According to Rabbi Akiva, in this case, those white hairs that were there the whole time would be a siman tumah even after the half a nega that disappeared has now reappeared. As in this case, since half of the grit remained the entire time, and that's where the white hairs were, even though half of the grit had disappeared, now that it reappeared, we look at that half of grit as the same nega that was there originally. And since the original nega preceded the hairs turning white, even after the nega disappeared and reappeared, the white hairs would continue to be a siman tumah, and he would be tamei mukhla. Amru lo, kishen shebitlu es divrei Akavya, ach berecha eina mekayma. The Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, that just like the Chachamim were mevatel and annul the words of Akavi ben Mahalo, that they did not agree with Akavi ben Mahalo, that when the nega disappears and reappears, that the white hairs that were there the whole time would be a siman tumah, so too, those Chachamim would be mevatel your words as well. As the Chachamim would not differentiate between a case where the nega entirely disappeared and where the nega disappeared partially, as in this case, half of the nega disappeared, even though half of the nega remained, and that's where the white hairs were. Once half of the nega disappeared, we disregard the half of the nega that is still there, since the half of nega that is still there is less than a grit. So we look at this case as the same case as the Kaaba ben Mahalo. Half of the nega disappearing is the same as if the nega entirely disappeared. So just like the Chum held, that when the entire nega disappears and the white hairs remain, even after the nega reappears, the white hairs would not be a siman tumah. So too, in your case, where half of the nega disappeared, even though the white hairs remain, and the half of the nega reappears, those white hairs would not be a siman tumah. While Rabbi Akiva would differentiate between the two cases, as Rabbi Akiva holds that in this case, where only half of the nega disappeared, when that half of nega reappears, we look at it as if it were the same nega as it was originally, since half of the nega remained the entire time, as opposed to in the first case, where the entire nega disappeared. Since there's nothing left of the nega, when the nega reappears, we look at it as a new nega, and since the new nega did not precede the white hairs. The white hairs would not be a simetuma in that.